Hey guys, what's up? This is Jazzy Nichols here, your host for Straight Up. This is my first episode, so I'm very excited to see where this goes. I do have guests with me today. So I have Wig.
Good morning.
Dirty V.
Hey.
And Juicy J.
What's up?
So yeah, let's just get right into it. Again, this is my first episode, so be nice. Don't come at me. So let's just start off with a question I wanted to base the whole podcast off. So this isn't like Q&A, like I'm gonna go ahead and like ask my guests like for all their opinions. I'm just gonna go with like whoever wants to talk, whatever stories they have, and then moving forward. So my first question of my first episode of my podcast Straight Up is gonna be, do you think any mistake made can be forgiven? This is like friendship, old flames, entanglements, ex-boyfriends, boyfriends, girlfriends, and so on. So, like, what do you guys think about that?
Depends on what it is.
No.
Depends.
Why do you say depends?
Because if it's what depend. One person might consider serious and another person might not.
Yeah.
It just depends.
It does depend, in my opinion, but, like, if mistakes are mistakes or whatever, but if you're not apologetic about it, or if you continue, like, if you do it again, or it's, like, a constant thing. Like, for example, if my ex cheated on me, well, never mind.
No, don't.
Never mind.
I was like, wait.
I actually fucked him, but never mind.
So, what he's basically going to say, like, you can forgive, but you can never forget. Like,
yeah,
it's always going to be in the back of your mind.
I tried to forgive him, and it lasted, like, 3 days, and I was like, I just couldn't.
Some people take advantage when you forgive them,
yeah.
So it just depends.
I don't know, once you fuck a girl, you're gonna fuck up,
yeah,
in general.
It
in
just tames the relationship.
Like friendship, love,
friendship,
work,
yeah,
I don't know, whatever.
So,
but some people learn from their
mistakes. Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
Okay, so like,
if
say...
You learn waiting to be a month, looking like...
You're like, peace out, I'm out. So, okay, so like, the people that cheat and they take them back, do you think like... That's something they shouldn't have done, or like,
probably
what
not.
Do you think?
Probably not, but it would never be the same.
You don't think the relationship will go back
it
to
just,
what?
No,
how
ever,
it won't.
Ever.
I'm telling you, like,
even
like I thought about forgiving, but it was like 2 days after I was already like, you know, like this. It just, I don't, I just looking at him, I was like,
you just knew like they cheated, and that's all you're gonna think about.
That's all I could see and think about, and it just was fucking me up more. And I'm like, you know what? That wasn't my mistake. That was yours.
Okay.
But now the streets call.
It's hot girl summer for you, Wig. So do you think, like, I don't know, I think personal experience, like, I do the motto of, like, forgive and forget.
Jazzy's a fucking forgiver.
I'm like, fucking...
Okay,
they know who I am.
Okay, you forgive, but you'll treat them different, right?
I think it's such a good and bad trait of mine. Like, you guys know me, like, someone could do me so dirty, and I'll forgive, like,
yeah, girl.
I'll forgive, yeah, I'll,
yeah.
I'll forgive, and, like, I won't forget, like, I'll bring it up here and there, like, oh, you're a piece of shit, like, fuck you, but I'm just, like, forgive and forget, because I'm just, like, the higher up, you know, God, I'm just, like, he's not gonna, you know, he wants me to forgive, and he's just gonna come at me, but I just think, I've been cheated on before, and the crazy thing is I forgave, and, like, I didn't forget, but I went back to the relationship, and that was, like, the worst decision, because, like, all I could think about was, damn, you really cheated on me with a girl.
So you could agree it was never the same.
And that's why I'm like, okay, I get why people go back, but, it's, yeah, because you love them, or, like, you go back to old friendship, but, like, oh, it wasn't the same.
No.
I just feel like at that point, we were just fucking around.
Like, you're resentment.
Yeah, and I would look at him and be like, and I would see him with the girl that he hooked up with. She's like, I'm gonna remember all that. They were friends, and that used to be my best friend. So it's just like, I got the whole, you know, those movies you watch where it's like,
yeah,
the girl stuff, that was me. And I still went back, and I'm just like, but I feel like people who do that to me, it makes me like look like a good person because I'm forgiving, but yet it makes me a better person because I just realized like I don't need that. But I don't realize it until maybe the fifth time someone hits me in the head. And that's another bad trait of mine. It's just like, you can make a mistake and then I'll forgive and forget, but like, I feel like I shouldn't keep doing that to myself. But then when I make a mistake, it's all hell breaks loose. Every guy is like, oh, fuck you, you're a whore. Like, you're a bitch. It's just like, but why is that? Why have the tables have turned? You get me, right? Like, how come I made one mistake
have, like,
and then
egos.
It's just like, yeah, it's like your ego's over with, but then you want me to forgive you for things you've done. Like, I just don't understand the concept in that.
I seen this TikTok order. I'm always converting to TikTok. I'm fucking addicted. But it says, like, girls mentally break up before a guy did. I don't know. Some weird shit. Like,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I kind of feel like that's kind of true. But... like, okay, like, say, like, you want a guy to change or whatever, your friend, like, you want them to change, like, please, I want you to change, blah, 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 and then they never change, and then, like, because you're already telling them to change, you're kind of being, like, you're kind of, like, already mentally preparing your brain to not be with them.
But you have to ask someone to change?
Yeah, and that, too, you know? So you're getting tired of saying the same thing, so you're, like, mentally breaking up with them. You're already, I'm done, and then you kind of just... when you're done, like, you're fucking done.
But, yeah, like, we shouldn't ask them to change, but we still ask.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I just think that's just all girls.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We want what we want. We're like, we want you to be like this, so be like that.
Well, I think because I'm a guy, I know with guys,
you get the other perspective. So it's
because I'm like, I know as a man that I'm probably not going to change, so why would I ask you to change when I know men don't change? Especially after they do it. But
I think it's rare if a guy changes, honestly. Like,
I think at a certain age you do, and I'm older.
Wig.
I'm not really changed, you know? Well, I'm not like a cheater, I'm not saying that. I'm just wild, but I'm single. Just saying.
I think it depends, like, I think it just depends what the guy's maturity.
No, if honestly, no. If the guy really loves you, he'll change his ways for you. And, like,
but if we're speaking of love, guys still cheat and they say I love you.
Girls do too.
Yeah, I'm not saying like I'm not bagging on guys like all guys cheat, but like the thing is, you know what's crazy? We cheat, but do we get caught? I'm just saying. I saw TikTok. Look, TikTok reference. I saw TikTok where a girl was like,
oh, yeah, I don't cheat.
I would never cheat. It's like one of my, what is it that you just resent? Like, I couldn't cheat.
Yeah, I don't want to stoop down to that level.
No, and I'd rather break up with you.
Yeah.
And be like, you know what? Thing. But then when I do that, I'm a whore because I moved. I broke up with you so I don't cheat to go with the guy I want to be with. But then I'm a hoe because I love you. It's just like
just what he's trying to. Yeah, it's just what he's calling you to make himself.
To make it, but it's just like I didn't cheat on you. Like, I feel like I made your ego better by not doing that. But then I guess like it didn't.
It's because they know you're moving on to bigger, better things, so they're gonna try to degrade you and make you feel bad.
That makes sense.
Yeah, no, it's because he had an ego, and you heard it because you were like, I don't want to be with you. And to him,
I found better, like, yeah.
Yeah, and to him, he was the best, blah, blah. So much he's small thing.
Hey, but friendship breakups be the worst.
Baby, I feel like they're worse.
I know all about it.
Why are they worse? Like, is it because like,
they know the secret?
Dude, they're just a fucking writer, and they fucking...
they will die.
They will die. And that's just...
In high school, you know, do you guys have friends from high school?
Yeah.
I barely do.
Like, nope.
I think I have one.
One friend.
One. And it's like, she's like my ride or die, but like, or maybe I have a couple, but like, you know, I don't talk to them. But like in high school, I had a group of friends. And I told them literally everything. They knew all like the bad things with my boyfriends. They knew what I was doing before my parents were doing it. Like, before they found out I was doing it. And we had a horrible friendship breakup. The whole world knew everything I said. And it's just like, I feel like it's grimy. You're dirty. Like, it's just a stab in the back. Because I know if I'm not going to be your friend anymore, I'm going to still keep your secrets. Because, like, I don't want people finding out that you were doing this shit behind someone's back. Or I don't want them knowing that you don't like this or your fear of this. Like, you know, it's just like, it's personal.
Yeah,
like,
people don't care.
Yeah, people don't care. They rather see you lose and go fucking... die at this point. They really are your ride or dies, like you said, Dirty D, because I can't. But I just don't know why they're so...
They're worse.
Yeah, do you even have a best friend? Your boyfriend's your best friend?
I swear to God, dude, honestly, because I do have a best friend. It's probably, like, my friend Cheyenne, but, like...
It's okay, go on.
Nobody.
It's all good.
But
don't you think
she's my ride or die? That's the only bitch that like, I could fuck. I mean, I think I can count on
you. Okay, but you're...
Yeah, you've known her for
But I've been knowing. But
what happens if you and your boyfriend break up? You lose your best friend. I feel like that's a horrible breakup too. You lose both.
Well, no, I think in a relationship, the person you're with usually is your best friend. Because my ex was my best friend.
Yeah, they
are. Well, we
ain't breaking up though, so.
The runner for lifers.
Fucking daddy, fuck your ass for lifers.
She ain't playing.
No, I told you about that.
But no, I don't know. But like,
I have one friend, so. But I don't care because I just had a lot of bad trauma from when I was in high school. People that I thought were my ride or dies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, my other best friend, like, she passed away pretty, like, when we were 18. So.
Oh, that's
Yeah. And I don't really like a lot of girls. It's hard.
I've always had more guy friends. That's just a me thing. But then guys weren't, like, they were insecure because I would hang out with all these guys.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, well, I'm going to go hang out with this guy. It's like, oh, you're hanging out with this. Yeah, because. Guys have no drama. They rather just chill. Some will try to hook up with you. That's just them. Like, I'm gonna be honest. Like, it's a thing, right? It is. It's literally
that's
a thing.
Have guy friends either,
that's what sucks about having guy friends.
Yeah,
they either like you or they just try to fuck.
They
call
my homies your girls.
But like, you know what I'm saying? It's just hard. Like, it's just a hard friend.
No,
group to keep.
I was gonna say something about her.
Oh, great! Thanks for announcing that.
I know.
Come on, but. But speaking of, like, mistakes and, like, girls and guys, do you think it's, like, who do you think moves on faster, guys or girls?
Guys move on faster.
No, I think
we move on
faster. I think
faster.
Emotionally, girls move on faster emotionally. Guys will just go and hook up with whatever. Girls, I feel like
but
some
hooking
of them
up
don't
is
do
still
that.
Moving on too fast.
No, but in reality, they're hooking up with somebody, but they're not thinking about the girl that they're inside. They're thinking about the girl that left.
Damn. I got serious.
I still think guys will move faster.
But you seen that thing where it's like girls will cry for like a month,
mm-hmm.
they'll go through it, then they'll like fix themselves and then they're ready, they're good. But then guys will move on, then they'll figure out like, oh shit, like what
That's
happened?
Why.
And
so
then
they
cry and
move
then
on.
They'll come back. Like I've seen that
it
thing
takes
all
long
over social media.
I don't know, dude.
What do you think? You think it's the guy who move on faster or the girl?
I feel like both. Honestly, both.
Because I've seen it from both ends.
Yeah,
but I think
that's what I'm saying.
I think girls emotionally move on fast. Now, I'm not saying they move on like the next day. It takes time, of course. But I feel like guys are always like, oh, the one that got away. Because they never get over it.
So you think girls move on faster? Emotionally?
Emotionally. Guys
but you
physically.
Think guys just overall move on
I feel like it depends on the situation. Like, if it's a bad falling out, sometimes, like, it depends who's in the wrong. The guys. Like, if it's the guy's fault, then the guy. I feel like then the. Guy kind of moves on faster. I don't know. It just depends on the situation, I feel like.
Yeah.
It depends on what happened.
Who's I don't know. I thought about that one day. I was like, I wonder, like, who moves on faster. Like, because I have so many girlfriends that, like, their man just dumps them. Like, just peace out, gone. And, like, they're going through it. They'll be crying. Like they need the comfort. I'm just
but
like.
But that's manifested.
What?
I feel like when a guy dumps you, that's manifested.
Like, he knew that it was ready to go.
Guy's not gonna just dump you like
unless
has
you
to
cheat.
Have,
like, I feel like they only dump you because you cheated, unless they're doing it,
mm-hmm.
or like they found a new bitch. I don't
mm-hmm.
know. Like I don't
I
know.
I think it's probably because they found somebody new.
You think so?
Yeah.
Or they it's
or
been
they
like in the works
happy.
Already,
yeah.
and they've like compared your situation, their situation with the new situation. They're like, you know what? I'd rather be with the new situation than stay with the old one.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what a lot of people do.
I don't know then. I don't know. I thought girls moved on faster. Cause now I feel like the generation now, like, you know, one of our friends back at work, like, I don't know, she moved like she's hot girl somewhere.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so I'm just like I feel like
yeah.
Like you know what I'm saying?
Well she heartbroken.
She's still heartbroken then.
Yeah.
Guarantee you came over house with flowers.
Mm-hmm. And ready to go.
Wrap a bow, that's it. Game over. For sure. For sure.
Speaking of flowers, say your man fucked up, or, you know, you're gay, so your man fucked up, right?
Maybe fucking up.
what does it take for them to get not to be on your shit list? Because I feel like a lot of girls are like, they'll either be like, give me a couple of days, or like some girls are more like, I need gifts to be forgiven. You know what I'm saying? Like, so what is your, how do you forgive them? What do they have to do? Because other people are different. I feel like me, it's like act of service. Like you have to show me like that you
don't
want,
talk about it, be about it.
Yeah, yeah. Like why talk? Like why are you telling me you want to do all these things? Mm-hmm. But, like,
and then
do
they
it.
Don't do it.
They don't do it. Mm-hmm. So it's like no, I want you to do it. Like don't tell me, oh, like I wanted to take you out. Then why didn't you take me out?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but some girls are like, I want flowers and then I'll forgive you. Like, what, like, you know? Like, so what are you? What if a guy fucks up and you're like, the only way you can be forgiven is what?
Well, it depends what they do to make me mad, but in the past it has happened where they make me mad, and I just want them to apologize.
That's it?
I like more submissive guys.
He's a Pisces.
So when I fuck up.
A genuine apology is what
you're saying. Yeah, but when I fuck up and then apologize to them.
Get into the sun.
When I fuck up, I would just buy my ex like flowers.
Because
like,
you fucked up.
Sorry, let me make it up to you. Let me take you out, and then I would apologize again in person.
Damn, you're buying them flowers. I can't even get a guy to buy me flowers. This is crazy.
Talking to the wrong
guys. Hey, but what did we see at the 99?
Fucking flowers.
We're like, no excuses.
No excuses. Oh, dude, yeah, there are
some flowers everywhere. So
dude, 2-3 bucks is it.
Yeah, I go, literally, it doesn't matter what store. What store doesn't have flowers?
Oh, I take it.
It's true. 7-Eleven has flowers.
Exactly. Yeah, my boy. Oh, I hung out with him last Saturday, and we went to the gas station or whatever, and he went to go fill my gas tank, and then he came back with flowers.
Aww.
And from 7-Eleven. Like, if they want to, they would do it, you know?
True, yes.
And I wasn't even expecting it. I didn't ask for it. Like,
that's why
know?
I say, like, you can't change a man. A man is where he wants to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just how it is.
It's really that motto. If he wanted to, he would.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just hard to hear.
You guys
right?
believe in when they say, like, do you think a person treats you by how they feel?
Hell
is that,
yeah.
Like, or how they feel about you is how they treat you? Do you think?
I've heard of that, but I just... I feel
because
like
some people are bad at showing or explaining how they feel, so they rather do things. And some people are bad at being like doing cute stuff that they rather tell you. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
obviously do.
But that's like a love language thing. It's like okay,
communication, I guess.
Yeah, like but some people. But I feel like everyone's a lot of people are just horrible about communication in general. Like to get a to get someone to tell you how they feel, like reassurance. Like why do I have to ask for that? I feel like you should. If you know I'm down, you should be giving me the. Like, what if I'm, like, questioning
that just
you?
To, like, if he wanted to, he would.
It's really
I feel like I say they treat you how the way they feel because...
Yeah, because...
What about when you treat that you're a significant... Like, how do you treat your significant other? You know what I mean? And if they don't treat you the same, it's because you love them more and they're kind of just like, you know?
Yeah, because I feel like when I was in a relationship in the past, I was always happy to see, like, my ex, I was like, hell yeah, like, that's my baby, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I was
you know?
So
you know when you're in love.
Like,
you
I would pick
know.
Him up, and I would already have the beer he liked, flowers, or vice
but
versa.
But again, it's the motto, if he wanted to, he would.
Yeah, but
the
way
the effort has to be on both sides.
If they feel, the way they feel by you is the way they're going to treat
so
you.
So, do you rather a guy tell you how they feel without warming your heart, or do you rather be showing? Like, I
show
feel,
it.
You rather show it?
Yeah.
I don't need anything. Don't buy me anything. Just show it. Like,
so explain, like, show it. So he, what do you want him to do?
Like, you know, she said her boyfriend filled up her gas tank. Didn't have to ask her. Like, it's the little things. You
like,
know,
those
show like
open
things.
The car.
Or
yeah,
bring
like,
coffee
like,
to
old
work.
School genuine okay. gentleman. Like, get out, open up the door. Like, like that means a lot, you know?
But I feel like the years that we've been living in now, I feel like that's died down. Like these guys, it's just like these guys you meet. A lot of guys don't open the door for you anymore. Like that's ridiculous. I'm sorry. Like if I sound like a bitch and I'm being like a little princess, but I'm not.
Train a guy
that's but like why do you have to train a guy?
No, not train them. Look, cause guys, honestly, like they're like
we're
a dog.
Retarded.
They're like a dog.
We're retarded.
No, you know how you gotta tell your dog. Do this, like you just gotta tell them, give them a little steps, guide them, and then they'll do it.
You say that because maybe the person he was with before, like he never did that for her.
Okay,
so
but
maybe,
I heard this too. Like, yeah, what their past relationship, they weren't doing it, so
they
don't know.
Imagine if they're a shitty relationship and they all they know is shit, and then you're just like, you want things to be different. Imagine.
But no,
but so what?
Because
you
didn't like the person before.
I don't know.
The next one, I was like, let me do better, because I wasn't affectionate with. The person I was with.
People don't think. Some people don't think.
So
like
with
that.
The next guy, I made sure that I was because it was a fight all the time because I wasn't affectionate. Because it was like, oh, you never or you never say.
You learn from that mistake.
I learned and I tried better, and the relationship was way better. because we had way more fun.
Yeah,
just,
I know. Yes. Go away.
Just towards the end,
yeah,
of course,
it
didn't work
fun.
Out.
Yeah.
But it was a huge age difference. Sorry, I'm a cougar. But
I
accepted it.
Cue the applause.
You gotta spread your wings and fly, and you're like a train wreck right now, and I have goals.
But do you think that these right, like that you have to train them because they're like
no,
you,
not like that.
Yes,
but that's
no.
Kind of
yes
like,
and no.
Well, sometimes people that like people don't read minds, so they don't know what you.
Yeah.
I'm just
sometimes
telling
you
guys, you're
like,
just
you know,
kind
of
like.
But isn't that when they should be getting to know you? Like, what do you like? Oh, what kind of coffee do you like?
So
people,
I don't think don't pick
but
up
then,
on
as
like
a
details.
Girl, once I ask them that, I'm gonna remember. And when I go out,
yeah,
I'll go buy
girls,
that. And
like, girls are smarter than guys. Guys are like, I'm telling you, you gotta like.
She's
like
mad.
He's
like,
like you just gotta like. You know, just give them the little baby steps, and then they'll fly on their own.
I just think automatically, if he doesn't open the door for you, it ain't gonna work. I feel like
then don't get in the car.
I'm jumping. I'm just gonna jump out. What? Like
no, like you talking about like first date, like
yeah,
first date.
He picks you up. Like I feel like I was taught like if a guy doesn't open
first
the door
fucking
for
date, you, better
yeah,
try
like if he has to, like I was taught opens the door, gentleman. Mm-hmm. If he like.
Pulls
you know,
up, you hop
pull,
inside.
You
hop, like,
yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he makes sure, like, oh, before you, like, I don't know, a lot of guys, before, my,
make sure their car's clean.
Yeah, make sure their cars are clean.
Oh, like, they be trying.
Yeah, like, it looks like they gave effort.
Yeah.
Like, I went
on
a
date. You know?
Yeah, I went on a date in high school, and I remember, like,
high school.
He opened the door for me, and I was like, okay, pass number one. And like I sat
on a bag of chips.
No, y'all, you won't even want to believe what I saw.
No.
It's literally the most common thing I think you see on like social media.
Chips.
A falsy eyelash, and I was like,
oh,
I'm like, and I'm like a senior in high school, so I'm just like tripping out. I'm like, I didn't have eyelash extensions in high school, right? So I was like, dude, did my eyelash fall? I'm tripping out. Oh, okay. And then I'm like, oh, I think this is yours. You know me all like, oh, that's stupid. And he
his
was
eyelash.
Like, that's my cousin's. And I was like, oh, okay.
Why is it in the back?
And I like remember what people say. I'm just very like observant.
Yeah.
So we're at dinner, and I was like, oh, so did you text her that you got the falsie? I was like, yeah, I texted my sister. And I'm like, but I thought it was your cousin. He's like, oh yeah, it's my cousin. I'm like. Boy, I literally just caught you. It was so awkward. Like, I feel like that was red flag. Like, come on. Like, but he's the one that met me, hit me up. It's like, oh, I'm so interested in you. It's like, wait, what? Or are you just trying to give him a chance? Like, come on, what?
Number two.
So, right? Like, okay, flaw number two. But speaking of trying to get my pants, so I'm like, do you guys think that, like, do you guys regret losing your virginity at the time you did?
No, I don't think so.
Why? I think I shouldn't have lost mine when I was young. Like, that young. And my parents will probably hear this. They know when I lost it. Like, I think I confessed. I was, like, scared.
You
but, like,
tell your parents?
I think, I remember I had this long-term boyfriend. No, I didn't tell, like, hey, mom and dad, I lost my virginity. But, like, I remember.
She had a missing eyelash.
No, I had this like.
My brother told my parents, dude, right?
That you lost yours?
No!
My brother told my parents when he lost his. But one time, okay, it was the first time I ever talked about, like, I lost my virginity, you know? And I told my brother first. That was the first person I ever told, like, in my family. And then he kind of used it against me and told my fucking cousin when he was. Because I was making him mad or something.
Oh,
and then
the
it was like, why the fuck did you say that? Like,
But like, I didn't go on and say, mom, dad, I just lost my virginity like an hour ago. I was just like, I got caught, okay? Like,
you got caught.
I think, I don't remember the whole story. I think either a friend snitched or like a family friend, you know. I was like I was a prude back then. So like, I was new all this. I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm still like, it was weird. Like, the worst experience ever. Both virgins had no idea what we're doing. I think I lied to my parents. I was doing like a class project. Who does a class project at 4 p.m. when school ended at 12:30? Like, come on. I was so dumb. I remember the house was literally across the street from the school. And I literally went over there. Horrible experience. Ran back to the school so my dad could pick me up. And then they ended up finding out. And I had to confess. I was like, shitting bricks. I was like, that's awkward. Like, I don't want to tell my dad.
You told him the same day it happened?
No, this was like, I think months. Okay. And then they.
Where's that project
then? Like, right? Like, they're probably like, my dad's not dumb. Like, he like pieces things together. Like, do you guys have dumb dads? No, probably not, because dads are so smart. Like, just, they know when when their daughter's fucking up in their life. Like, what the fuck? Like, come on. Huh?
My dad is the same.
No, my dad, he's quiet. He observes. Yeah. And but until I confess, then he'll be like, oh, I already knew. It's like, what the? Like, I've been walking on eggshells with this whole time, he knew. But I wish I didn't lose mine in high school. I regret it. I feel like I could have been a better person now if I didn't do that.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like, I could have done better. Not saying like, oh, like, I just feel like the age should have been a better choice. My age I did was just horrible. I think I was just too young. I had no idea what I was doing. I barely had boyfriends. And I feel like I could have used, like, could have done it with a boyfriend I thought, like, I was going to marry. You know those boyfriends you had that was like, oh, I'm going to marry this guy? Like, I didn't do that with that kind of guy. I did it with, like, a friend. And I feel like that made the friendship awkward. Well, like, why do you don't think you're okay with losing your virginity at the time you did?
Yeah, because I'm a guy, so I was, like, trying to do it as soon as I could.
Okay. What do you think? You're okay with how you lost it, or what?
I'm okay with how I lost it. Maybe I was like kind of.
Sorry,
kinda,
I
like
looked you in the eye.
I was like kind of young, you know. But actually, I was kind of young. But it was with someone that I had cared about at that time in my life, you know.
I think that's my answer. I wish it was someone I like was.
I wish it was with my boyfriend now, though. But I was young.
But
I mean. Sorry, but I don't regret it. I don't. It was with someone that I cared about, so. Mm.
What do you think?
I feel like, I don't know.
This is so hard. Okay. So, what body count number do you think is, like, bad? I get that question a lot. Like, from friends where they're like, this guy said he doesn't want to talk to me because this is my body count. But, like, do body counts matter to you? It's like,
I don't ask because I don't.
Because you know yours is bad, too.
Yes.
He's told me that. Like,
I don't even.
You don't even know, huh?
Next question.
That's how bad? Okay, but do you think it doesn't matter? Like, are you gonna ask the guy? Have you asked?
I haven't asked, but one time.
If it's
I just
not
don't
a
care.
Point,
don't,
ask,
honestly,
yeah.
Like, I don't care. Like,
if it's gonna change what you feel about them, then
you shouldn't
ask. As long as none of it was with me. And you had no fucking somebody else with me, then that's.
You mean like a friend?
Like
someone you know that they hooked up with? Like that kind of thing?
No, just as long as, like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care who you hooked up with. Like, I just. As long as you didn't hook up with somebody else while you were with me and that's added to your body count, then you know, that don't concern
me. Oh, like they didn't cheat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that doesn't concern me. But I know guys feel different, but.
I feel like guys shouldn't ask, because I feel like that makes them look at you different. I feel like a lot of guys just, like, I feel like that's how they're, like, oh, you're gross.
That'll determine how they treat
you. That will determine how they'll look at you and treat you and move forward with talking to you. Because, what is it, ego? Like, your ego. It's just,
yeah.
Like, ew. But it's, like, you didn't even meet me during that time. Maybe I was going through a hard time in my life, and that's just how I cope. Like, I don't know.
I think if a guy, that's pretty immature if he's fucking asking you,
and he's resentment,
on
he's,
it.
Like,
yeah.
Resentment on it.
Like, okay, bro, how many motherfuckers? Like, how many bitches have you been with? Okay, exactly.
But you know, guys, okay.
Yeah, but that's not fair.
Guys see it like, because it's crazy.
I get it, but
I
understand
conversation. Yeah, I get what you mean. I get it, but I just, this shouldn't matter anyways. But it's because, like, for example, some person told me, you know, like, their body count, and then, fuck, how do I explain this? And they're like, okay, it was my boyfriend. Hold up. He asked me. I just didn't want to say it like that. But, you know, and then, obviously, ours was different because I'm only, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, but it's different. I was like, yeah, well, you're with all these people, you know. Like, he's like, but you made love with somebody else. So, it's like.
Because, what, he was a boyfriend?
Huh? Me?
Yeah. No, why does he say that?
Why is he saying like?
Oh, because with the person I was with before,
like, you were more caring, like you cared for him.
Yeah, so I'm not saying like I have sex with anybody, like.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a guy see it like, you know, you're for girls like it means like you're special to that person to be doing that with. You get what I'm trying to say? No. That's why guys see it like that. I feel like
I think that might be a maturity thing and just like a get your head out of your ass thing, like, bro, because you can't expect, well, you could have had all these experiences and like, couldn't. We all go through different walks of life.
Yeah.
Like, so what? Like, I'm just not going to ask whoever I'm with.
So moral of the story is nobody should ask. Is that what you're thinking?
And if you're going to ask, then don't get mad about it.
Yeah.
You're the one I want to know.
So say like you ask, but he does, and then he asks you, and then you're like, okay, what's yours? And he's like, I don't want to say it. But it's like, okay, then, like, what do you do childish. In that situation? So you think he's childish?
Yeah.
I think childish. You should just leave after that. It's just like, if you're not going to even say that type of stuff, then you're not going to tell me anything about your life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then it's like, okay, then something must have happened in that body count that made you, like, sus. Like, maybe you cheated on somebody. You know, like, just bad things. Like, because if I'm straight up, like, oh, this is my number, and I'm like, okay, what's yours? And you're like, no. It's like, whoa. That don't work here.
Then why you
know?
Even ask me?
Then why are you asking? Because you want to see how make yourself look better than me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because now I don't know your number. I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I don't like to ask. Because I just feel like, I don't care if you know about mine, but I just don't want
to. I just don't want to know about
your
person,
old, your
old
flame.
Yeah.
I don't
want to. Like, it doesn't matter to me, like, where it's us now.
Okay, so
yeah.
Say you don't hear about who he hooked up with, but, like, say you're out at a party and he, like, there's somebody he used to hook up with, but you don't know. Do you want him to tell you that she's here and that this is how he knows her, or you just want him to be quiet? Like, which one are you picking?
I don't know. I've never been in this situation.
But think of it. Like, you're at a party. There's the girl, and he's tripping out because he's like, you don't know about her.
But why should he be tripping?
Yeah, wait, hold up. If he loved you, he wouldn't even put you in that
fucking
situation
in
the first place.
Like, if he knew she was there, then he shouldn't be taking you to the same
place. No, he shouldn't even fucking go to the fucking party.
He shouldn't even be acting weird.
Yeah.
He should be just chilling. But do you want to know that's the girl, that somehow he knows that girl from hooking up with her? Or do you just... You're just gonna move. Like, what if the girl went up to you and was like,
when I was in that situation, I left.
Like, I know you're a man. It's like, this is, like, that's what I'm like. Do you want to know beforehand she comes up to you, or you just want to just act like you don't know her? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, do you want to know?
I feel like it's beneficial to know, but.
Like, if he told me, I guess, yeah, but I just feel like.
So if he told you, are you gonna say hi to her back?
She shouldn't.
Some girls are just like that. They want to see you fucking fall, and they just want
to
see your relationship fall.
Intimidate you.
Yeah, they're trying to be like, what are you gonna do if I come up and say hi to you and your man? So it's like they're testing you. They're gonna see, are you gonna be fake and say hi back, or are you gonna be like real with
them?
Like,
what would you do?
I feel like I wouldn't say hi back. I'd be like, I know who you are, and I don't think you should be talking to me. I just feel like because my mouth just goes on and on, and I get heated like. Once someone tells you something, like, it affects me, my eyes turn red, my mind turns black, and I'm, like, ready to fight. Because I'm just like, why are you coming up to me? Because then you got people looking at you at the party. Then they're trying to see, okay, are you going to hit her? What's going to happen? Are you going to cry? It's just like, I'd rather her.
That's why I don't like going to functions.
Yeah, because you always see somebody that knows somebody. It's just like, how do you know her? And it's like. Ew, you had sex with her, and then you start talking shit. You're like, well, she's fucking ugly. It's just like, you did it with that bitch, now you're talking to me? That means you used to talk, like, I'm just like that. I'm like, you suck with these ugly-ass bitches. But then if she's coming up to me, I'm going to pop up.
I have had that with you.
No, I've been in these situations where I just sit there, and, like, I see my friends handle it, and I remember one of my girlfriends was just like, oh, hi, like, yeah, I'm his girlfriend. And I'm like, I'm in the back, like, what the? Why are you saying hi to her? Like, that's stupid. I just think she's making you look dumb, and I don't like being dumb. So I'd rather her just pop, I'd rather pop off on a bitch, and then I look ghetto. I'd rather look ghetto than dumb.
Yeah.
You want me to be honest, right? Like, the wig has come off, I'd rather be ghetto. I'm just a ghetto bitch at this point.
If you come to say hi to me when I'm with my partner, and it's because you guys hooked up, you came up to me to get hit.
So you're straight fighting?
Yeah, straight up, like, nah.
I can see him doing it, just like straight fighting.
You're gonna say hi. I'm not gonna say hi. I'm gonna fucking hit you. And then I'm gonna hit my dad.
Because he brought you to the party.
No, I'll be like, you better hit that bitch.
Yeah, dude.
But I would also just be like, if I go to a party with my man and there's somebody I have to put there, I'll be like, hey, I don't want to be here. Let's go. Mm-hmm. I'll explain to you in the car or when we get home why I did not want to be there.
But then guys are like, why? Why? It's like, yeah. Motherfucker, let's get to the car.
Yeah,
let's
keep it moving. If we don't leave, we're going to fight.
Yeah.
And then that would help my
parents. You know what's crazy? Sometimes guys get turned on with that. I'm just saying, they're like, well, you're going to fight? I want to see it. Like, the guys are weird.
Yeah. And then that's not.
That's just crazy, then. Like, you're
nasty. Like, that is fucking, why would you want your fucking girl to fight?
Like, you want to see either I get my ass beat or beat her ass, but like, why do you want to see
your man should be fucking fighting the bitch, straight up.
Fighting the bitch, the man, everybody in that party. Like, I don't know.
That's just a situation should not happen.
But again, it's like maturity.
Yeah, that's
like,
you're right, that situation should not happen.
Yeah, it shouldn't.
Maybe a girl should feel like, oh, that turns me on.
Because I feel like I
want to see. Yeah, no, some girls like it too. They're like, I want to see my man fight, but it's like, you want to see your man fight?
And then when he goes to jail, you're not going to
Or he gets his face gets fucked up and your whole night's ruined. You're crying.
But
you're
if
like,
you
want to
stand
God.
Up for you, know, like, say there's somebody looking at you and, like, fucking, you kind of let somebody fucking be calling at you, too, right? If you're a guy.
So if a guy,
right,
like,
right now,
yeah, no, that happens.
Like,
so.
Say, like,
I get
we're together
oh,
and Jazzy's yeah. trying to holler.
I'm trying to holler. I'm
and,
like, what's up,
oh,
girl?
No.
And,
oh,
and,
no.
And as you as a man, like, exactly.
That's why.
As a man, you'd be like, no, she's taken. We're good.
But
no,
then sometimes it escalates where men are like, what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah.
Like, but it's like, damn, we're really this really going to turn into a fight? Like, but some girls are like, they rather just walk away. But me, I've been in that where I'm like, oh, he's calling me out. Like, or sometimes they'll get mad because I'm like, oh, I got a man. So like, they'll call me names. And then I'm like, hello. But some I used to be with guys that would be like, oh, it's nothing. It's like, okay, then you're nothing. Bye. Because, like, imagine if I'm by myself and they're catcalling me. Like, that's what happens when we're by ourselves as girls. Like, guys are calling you out and you're just like, you know, you either brush them away or be like me where I'm like, fuck you. And then, like, sometimes they come out of their car and they want to beat your ass. But, like, imagine if you're with a guy and he doesn't want to stand up for you. Are you throwing the guy away or what? Because I am. I'm like, bye. You're gone. What would your man do? You think he's going to fight?
It's actually happened.
Has it really?
No, he didn't fight. But one time we were at a best girl. And,
Which one? Arturo?
Yes!
He would be at that
I know, because I'm only that's where I fucking live. But, we were eating, and then I got up, and I guess these two guys were looking at me, and he's like, and it happened twice, and he's like that they were looking at me, and he said he acknowledged the first time, and then after, like, whatever they looked, he's like, what the fuck you looking at, weird ass? You know?
Oh, and your boyfriend's
yeah, he's like, stop fucking looking. Like, it was, I was like, well,
you
fuck?
Were confused, huh?
Yeah,
you had no idea.
Well, yeah, because I was like right here,
and
they
your back
was
towards
me.
Them.
Yeah,
okay.
And they didn't do nothing, but like that's when he did that, and I was like, let's go. Like,
did they say anything?
No, they didn't say anything.
So they were quiet.
Yeah, they were quiet. See, like, but it was hot. Like, it was cool.
He
tried it for us.
No,
you know?
Yeah, but imagine if it could have been a different situation and they would have.
They got up and they're raised.
Yeah,
okay,
I know.
So what if that
that's
happened?
Why.
What are you doing? Are
you have to fucking
your
fight.
Your man's fighting, are you fighting too?
Yeah,
you're fighting
yeah.
too.
Fuck yeah.
Okay,
you
okay.
have to have your man's back. But obviously, he's going to be like, but you
no,
you're
I,
having your
I
man's
see
back.
You jumping in.
Some
yeah,
guys
yeah,
don't
yeah.
like their girls to get involved, and that's
yeah.
fine because sometimes they need that.
Because dude, guys can fucking hit somebody in the face, like hit
yeah.
a girl,
it
and
it's
all bad.
I think you need
yeah.
to watch out for him if that were the case.
Yeah, of
yeah.
course, you still. I'm not gonna just stand there and do nothing. No, you gotta fucking fight.
So
back.
Say a girl, you're at the bar. The girl is like, she knows that's your man. She's still going her way to get your man. What are you doing?
My man.
Like, that ain't happening.
That ain't happening.
But, like, I feel like that's happened to you, no? Like,
I think it's disrespectful to be like that, to do that. But that's people's models, though. People like to ruin relationships, and they don't care if you're with. Look, people are fucking up.
That's
people
true.
Are fucking
that's
people
true.
Who are in relationships, and they're well aware of it, and they don't care. Look,
yeah.
that thing that was on TikTok, the five dick rule. You fight
the what?
You fuck five different dicks a week, right? And they're all Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yes, it's the five rotation.
I've never heard of
it's
that.
It's the five.
Wait,
guy,
is that you?
Look, if that's a thing, the five guy rotation, and like think about it, like that's like people don't care for your relationship if you're happy, if you're having a good time going out for some drinks.
But it's just
people like, intentionally will. They think someone's attractive. They don't care. Like we all know people who would happily do that if they saw a couple at the bar. You know,
mm-hmm.
they don't mind doing that. I think it'd be like, I feel like if that were to happen to me, I'd be super, I would say something. Of course I would say something. I would get defensive because, you know, like, that's ultimate level disrespect.
But do you want to say something to where it leads to fighting, or just say something to, like, it, where it secures the whole situation you're out? Like, I feel like you're just such a, you're just very, you know, you're loud and you're, like, with it. Like, I feel like you, it will always lead to fighting.
It depends, because if I say something that I think will end it and then that person doesn't end it and they keep
attacking. You're going to keep going, or you're going to walk away?
I'm
going
to keep going.
You're going to keep going?
Probably. It depends on the person, too. If she's with people, she's by herself.
I feel like I'm just never going to walk away. I'm straight fighting. I just feel like
if she's not cuter than me, I'm fucking waste my time.
No,
I probably wouldn't tell you.
If she's drunk, don't even bother. Just let it go. She's probably going to do it to someone else 10 minutes later, you know? Like, you just kind of have to
let
it.
Wait, no, probably, I probably see something.
Her whole story to you. I'm like, wait, what the fuck? So it only happened to you where people are looking at you?
Yeah, it haven't happened where they're looking at my boyfriend, but there was a situation, and I fucking put it in check real fucking quick, and then,
what you mean? Someone said something?
No,
I know. I'm like, what?
No, sorry. We were at a party, and this girl was, like, saying my boyfriend's name. She didn't say hi to me. She just went up to us randomly, and,
Because she knew your boyfriend.
Yeah, but it was, like, their family members, whatever, some weird shit. Not his family, his friends. The party that we were at, it was, like, their family members. And, she's like, take a shot with me, take a shot with me. And, like, yes, and like he said he didn't take the shot, but I fucking clearly saw with my fucking eyes he took the fucking shot. Like, he was forced to take the shot, he didn't want to take it. But I looked at him like, what the fuck? You know, he knew I fucking looked, he knew he fucking fucked up, and she fucked up because I was already fucking getting up, like, what the fuck, you know? And then, you know, went to the side and I said, why the fuck you take a fucking shot with her? Like, she didn't fucking say hi to me. And then, you know, he said sorry, and, you know, yeah, he said to the day he said he didn't take the shot with her.
So why is he lying? Is he scared of you?
Huh?
Is he scared? Like, I'd be scared to show her with her hands.
No, like, but I looked at him like, what the fuck?
To the side.
I'm like, but no, it's because then her friend, like, saw that I was fucking bothered.
Oh, and she went to grab her homegirl.
Yes.
See, that's a good friend because she was like, bitch, you're fucking up.
Yeah. She was doing that with everybody. Like, she was a hoochie. She was a hip rat. Like, she was kind of being annoying. You know, like,
he would have been like, yeah, me and my girl take a shot with you real quick here.
But don't you think it's wrong that she didn't go up to say hi to you?
That's what I'm saying.
I think that happens
a lot. You guys were together?
Huh? Well, clearly, you were fucking holding hands and shit.
Well, even if you're not together, you should still introduce yourself.
I would just introduce her in respectful manners. That's. You fucking not respecting me by not saying hi to me.
But she knew what she was doing.
Yeah, exactly. She knew what she was doing. Because maybe, but she was doing that with everybody there, so.
Like, I'm saying, no one cares.
Like, even if it's just me.
They don't, you're right. They don't. They want to see that shit go, bop, bop, bop. They want to see it crumble. It's just like, but I feel like that happens a lot where people are just like, oh, they're not going to say hi to you, but they'll say hi to your man or they'll say hi to your girl.
It wouldn't escalate. I think if you're in a happy relationship, both partners are, like, understanding, like,
yeah, exactly. That's how I feel like me and my boyfriend are. Like, we don't have to tell each other what not to
you guys
do.
Have the equal respect. Because I was like that before when I was in a relationship. Dudes would try to talk to me or, like, be slick about it, and I'd be like, no.
Yeah, like, you know, right there, like, they, you just don't let that shit fly. They really cared about you. You had the mutual respect for each other.
Yeah, or, like, I went to a bar down the street. It's a straight bar, but my friend went, and she took a bunch of fucking some of her gay friends, and I was there with my ex.
Ooh.
And I seen, like, all the guys, like, everybody was being hee-hee-ha-ha, but I was like, okay, hee-hee-ha-ha the fuck away from my boyfriend, though.
Of course.
And then I seen them, like, at the bar where my boyfriend was trying to get me beers, and they were, like, over there, like, oh, what are you going to get? But I saw a guy get too close for comfort.
Mm.
So I started walking over there, but before I walked over there, I seen my ex just push him, like, oh, I'm getting his drinks, kind of just, like, like, back up, like, you're too close. And then when I saw that, I was like, good job. But I'm still gonna go over there, and then I went, like, straight up, like, walked right in between both of them, and I just looked at him like, "What do you want?"
Yeah.
Or like, "What do you need? Whatever you need, you can ask me, not him." Because they knew me, but he was like new, and I don't know if they thought that he was with me because he went to get the beers.
Like, you guys went together.
But they tried to swoop up, and I was like, "What the fuck?" Like, I clearly brought him. But that's why I was like, but my ex like pushed him away. That's why I feel like if. There's mutual respect. You'll both do the same for each other. Like, nah.
Ultimately, it comes down to the person you're with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What decision they make.
And the best way to find out the kind of person you're with is when you go out with them and situations like this happen. It really tells you
because,
the kind
of
person
you're
with.
Yeah, because, see, I was so... I went home and it went in because I was like, thank you.
I'm like, wait, what?
Because I was like, okay, cool. Like, you weren't shady. And you knew that I wasn't like, you didn't know if I was looking or not, and like, mm-hmm. you handled it better.
She looks like every other bitch.
That's why I feel like if you're in this situation like that, it's probably because the relationship isn't going so great. Or if there isn't, like, both of you aren't on the same page about it, then it's like.
But she's also right, too. Like, people don't care.
Yeah, but. You're not with people. You're with your
boyfriend.
You're
with that boyfriend.
So if your boyfriend is entertaining all this shit, then.
Get a new boyfriend.
Yeah, get a new boyfriend.
Throw him in the trash and see you
Leave
later.
Leave him there.
See ya. Smell you later.
I'm not smelling shit there.
No,
you can go to hell.
Oh my god.
If you're entertaining the bullshit, be the bullshit.
But like, okay, but serious question. Like, this is like, not what is that word? It's like a very common thing to ask. It's like a lot of these things are happening on social media, right? So like, do you think when you're in the talking stage, you have to be loyal?
Depends, like how far you're talking.
Like,
if you're talking a month, if you're talking like 6 months.
What time?
Like
are we exclusive?
Like,
yeah.
I'm into you, I don't want to
talk
to anybody
else.
Why
have
do you
to,
have to
yeah.
do that, though?
I mean, I don't know.
Because
no,
it's like you're
start...
not telling me, so I don't know if you're really trying to be with me or if you're dating
still. If you're still out and about.
Yeah, if we don't hang out every day, but we talk and all this stuff, it's
you
like...
just gotta be on the same page. Mm-hmm.
So, it does it depend on the person? Like say you're, like, you go through this stage with every guy, like, you're on the talking stage. Does every guy get that opportunity of, like, you're like, okay, I'm not going to talk to anybody else? Or should it just be so, like, guys that you think are going to move forward as, like, a boyfriend or girlfriend?
So, like, guys, I feel like you're going to move forward. Because if you actually see a connection and see it going somewhere, that's when you have to talk, like, hey, I actually like you. And I like hanging
but
out.
But are you a bad person if you're not being loyal during the talking stage?
No, because you don't know if they're doing it. And you're just talking. You don't have a commitment yet.
You just gotta talk.
You're like, it's just the talk.
You have to be on the same page.
Like, you just gotta be on the same page. Like, I don't know why. I feel like if I didn't say I want
to
be something serious with you, or I don't know.
So
mad.
You just have to have the awkward questions. Like,
you can
what
assume.
Are we?
Yeah, you can assume. Like, and I'm saying for the guy towards me, too. Like, it's my fault if I take it too serious and he's not taking it too serious, mm-hmm. I guess.
That's why you have to talk, because if I'm taking it serious and you're not, then I'm gonna be the one with
you
my
know
feelings.
Yeah.
But at least if you talk about it, then it's like, hey, we can hang out for a minute and I like you and I don't wanna talk to anybody else. Is it safe to say that we're exclusive?
Mm-hmm.
Or can we, like, move on? We don't have to be together.
I feel like that talk's so awkward.
It is.
Because, like, what if it's not the answer you want? You're just like,
well, then that's at least you got the
gotta
answer.
Gotta go.
And now, yeah.
I need to leave.
That's what I'm
saying.
You need to leave. I'm like,
yeah.
Like, I feel like I hate asking that. Like, what are we? I'm like, this is awkward. Why do I have to ask? Shouldn't I already know? Mm-hmm. Like, you wanted to talk to me, so I'm assuming you like me. But I don't know. I guess all guys are different. They don't like it like that. I don't know. But, okay, last question. The good old question. I feel like this has happened to all of us. So it's not that bad. No, it's not that bad. But she's like,
these
okay.
fucking questions are fucking intense.
No, they're not. It's like we're on beginner level or what? What's that reason? I'm fucking up. But this happened at the mall, but like catcalling, like people coming up to you, like this happened to me and
Dirty D
at the mall. And what were we doing? We just went to go buy shoes, right?
Yeah, for my dad.
Yeah, so, like, I was like, oh, I'm thirsty. Like, I don't know if you know the story, but we went to,
yeah.
I was, like, getting boba. And we're just standing there. But I'm so, guys, I'm telling you when I'm observant, I literally look at every inch of my eye and cord. I'm, like, looking around, and I see these two guys. And I think they were younger than us, I don't know. But they kept pointing at Dirty D's ass. And I was, like, watching.
You didn't say
yes,
that.
Girl, yes, I did.
She put that phone down.
She said, hold on. No.
Hey.
No.
No. Look good off.
So she's like, her back is towards like the escalator. This is at the West Covina Mall. Whack. And so her ass is towards the escalator, right? And they're sitting like at the bench. And like the one guy that came up to get dressed, pointing at her. And I'm like, oh, here we go.
And
I'm like,
you saw her?
Yes.
You
I just,
did not
because,
say that.
I just,
that would have been a whole
no,
different
no,
story.
No,
that,
listen,
I would have been like, what
did,
the fuck?
No.
I
no
this is why.
This is why.
This
is why I kept quiet because I was like, I don't want her to pop off.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want anything to happen. Like, I haven't even got my boba yet. So I was like, let's look. I'm on my boba. I was thirsty. So I seen him come up and I was like, oh, here we go. And Dirty Dude was cracking me up because this is when we had masks at the time. And he comes up and what was he like? He's like,
yo, what's up, shawty?
Yeah, he's like, what's up, shawty?
Like, both of us. And not just one.
Dirty D. Lurie was quiet. And I'm like, what'd you say? And he's like, she was laughing under her mask. And I was like, what'd you say? And he was like, what's up?
What's up,
like,
with y'all?
What's up with y'all? And I'm like, I'm getting boba. Like, I was like, wait, what?
And I still didn't say nothing.
And still, she's quiet. Like, just quiet. And he's like, what are you guys' names? I go, oh, I'm Rose and this is Sarah. Like, straight fake names. It should have been flipped. I should have been Sarah. That should have been Rose. But I was just like, I don't know. I'll make up something. He's like, he said his name. He's like, so what y'all on? I'm like, oh, we're about to leave. And he's like, and I was like, oh, we got boyfriends. He's like, what does that have to do with me? And I'm like, you just asked me what am I on and what's going on. Like,
then
you
the
asked
was
me.
Like,
Dirty D was like, the guy behind him was like, no, bro, like, walk away. And I was like, we're gonna go. And we walk away, and Dirty D's like, what the fuck? She's like, we gotta go. And then we go to Forever 21, and another incident happened. I'm like, this weird guy smiles at us, and I'm being nice. I shouldn't smile back.
She doesn't say nothing, Jack.
I need to stop.
She fucking did.
She's just too nice.
I'm just so nice. The guy was like, hi. I was like, hi, have a good day. He's like, do you want to come hang out with me? And I'm like, what the fuck?
And he had like a fucking Forever 21 bag at the fucking, he was at the store at Forever 21.
By himself?
Yeah.
By himself.
I wish, you know that motion where the guy standing there? That was him. He was standing there. He's like, do you guys want to come hang out with me? And I was like, we gotta go. No, but like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the second incident where
and the cops showed up too, no?
Yeah.
There was security or police downstairs.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
I think they were looking for that. Maybe. That guy was on something.
They were talking about a guy, and we were like, what the fuck? And but he was on the top.
D was like, we gotta go. We gotta go. Yeah. And I was like, imagine if she came by herself to the mall. Like, that's where people do shit like that.
I go by myself to the mall.
Dude.
I used to.
I go everywhere by myself.
I do too. I like being alone. But like now, the incident at the gym, it's like, it's
at the gym.
I'm working out, I'm by myself, it's like 9 a.m., so like, you think like, okay, no weirdos, whatever, and I'm working out, and this guy comes up to me, he's like, hi, how are you, and I was like, I'm just, again, like, I'm too nice, I'm like, oh, I'm good, and he's like, how long have you been working out for, I was like, oh, like, since I was 16, he's like, oh, so it's only been a year, I was like, no, I'm 22, and he's like,
yeah.
Oh, you're not 15? I was like, no, I'm 22. He's like, you look very young for your age. And I'm like, ew. Oh, I was like, I get that a lot. And I'm like, dude, you're fucking with my shit. Like, I need to get this going. And he's like, well, I don't want to make this weird, but I was admiring you from far away. And I'm like, oh, my God.
That's why the gym.
Yeah, like, but it was just like, why are you saying that? Like, keep it to yourself. Like, you know guys are going to look, right?
That's why you don't feel comfortable anymore.
No, but this is what I was wearing. It was like a bralette, sports bra with, like, leggings. I was clothed, but my titties were just out. But that's just, you know, I was blessed with boobs. Like, I can't help it. But, like, I he was tripping me out, and I was like, okay, whatever. And then I go to do another thing of workout by the dumbbells, and I see him talking to this young girl. And I swear, guys, right away, I was like, this girl's got to be 15. And I was tripping out, and then I call Wig, and I was like, you need to come to the gym right now. Like, let's go. And he finally comes up, and I was like, I tell him the story, and I was like, I'm going to go up to the girl and tell her, like, don't ever talk to that guy. Because, you know, girls don't know. It's like young girls. Sometimes they aren't taught that you don't talk to people. So I go up to her, and I was like, I basically scared the shit out of her. I was like, don't ever. I was like, if you see that guy, don't talk to him. Like, he came up to me. She's like, this is the second time he came up to her in the two different days.
And she was 14.
Yeah, she was 14.
What the fuck? I thought you can't be at the mall on you then.
No, I guess you can be at the gym at that age.
You could.
It's like some type of, like, your parents have to, like, basically sign you in. So, like, she was, like, scared, right? It sounded like she wanted to cry.
Yeah, I know that she, like, was like, yeah, he fucking creeped her out. But I don't think, I think girls don't realize, like.
Well, some of them aren't taught that.
Yeah, I always tell my nieces, if somebody goes near you and you're uncomfortable, scream.
Or walk away. Like,
just fucking scream.
No,
like,
seriously.
No, they were like,
what?
I'm like,
ah!
Because if you scream, I guarantee you that motherfucker is not going to mess with you. Because 20 other people around you are going to look at
you. But
him,
you
like,
know what's crazy?
Why,
like,
are you near
I was
her?
Like, you look young. How old are you? And she's like 14. And he remembered her name and her age. And I was like, if you see him again, you go to the front and you don't speak to him. You don't even acknowledge him. Because I was like, I
we
think.
Told her don't come
we're like,
night,
basically, I tell her he's a child predator.
Yeah.
Because why are you coming up to me assuming I'm 15?
Have you seen her again since?
I haven't. Because I've been going at different times. Because I'm like, that actually tripped
her,
me
like,
out.
Don't
because
come
I was.
Alone. Yeah. She wasn't alone. She was with her cousin.
But they were separated in two different, like, areas. So I was like, and after the conversation, she ran to her cousin.
She was with the girl cousin?
Yeah. Oh. She ran to her cousin, like, basically stood by her. But I was just telling Wig, I was like, this is, like, just because what I'm wearing doesn't give you the, like, idea that you should come up and talk to me and, like,
yeah.
Yes, I know guys look, and, you know, every guy will look at your ass, your tits, your face. They'll, like, look at you, but it's, like, what gives you the right to come up and ask me my age? Like, he was, like, 70. Like, old.
Shit.
And I was telling Wig, I was like, even though, like, maybe he couldn't have kidnapped me, he could have been waiting on me with his two friends and could have grabbed me. Like, you know, that's how people get trafficked. And that's literally happening right now. So I just feel like, I feel like catcalling comes to an extent. Like, over here in my neighborhood, guys will literally fucking honk their horn and, like, will say things. And it's just like, that's like, cool. Like, that, like, what?
Like, what are you
want me to hop in your car real quick? Like, I don't know. I just feel like, I feel like a lot of guys, they stare. And it's just, it's hard. I just feel like it's annoying at this point. Because then if you're rude back, they'll fucking kill you. That's where it came down to, where guys get so mad that you are just, like, not acknowledging that sometimes they'll kill the girl.
No, I've heard of that.
You've heard of that, right? It's scary. It's just like, so because I told you I want to talk to you, now you're going to slit my throat? Like, what? When the hell did that become a thing? Am I tripping? I'm like...
No, I know what you mean, because I've seen it, like, in action, and I'm like, what the fuck are you guys thinking? Like that's going to make me want to talk to you? Fuck no.
And that's where I become...
I know.
I call 911, I'm like, hello? But yeah, I got scared. You didn't know about the gym incident?
No.
Yeah, he tweeted about it because it was like...
S-T-T.
It was bad. It was just... It was like...
I was triggered.
Yeah, it was just
annoying.
I'm
kind of glad that he left, because I was like, dude, what kind of... You really fucking asked if she was fucking 15.
I know.
I look young. I know I do. But, like,
but
that was the age
that,
like, gravitated to. I was like, what?
That was weird. Like, you specifically asked. Not one person, but two people.
If they were
15.
It was weird.
Like,
it was weird.
What if she said, yeah, like, then what? You fucking creep?
Yeah.
But that's child predators. That's literally how it is.
We shouldn't jump that motherfucker. It's come down.
Basically, Warren's story is... Don't go alone, basically. That sucks. You can't even go anywhere alone.
You can't. As a girl.
How? You don't even go to the mall alone now, huh?
I never gone to the mall alone.
You never did? I feel
Sometimes, I
like going alone.
I like some other brother to come with me or something, just because, like, guys are weird. And
there's weird shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Just because guys are weird, I never, like, guys are just weirdos, you know?
It's just a sad life we live in, to be honest.
I'm just kidding. Not all guys, but you just, as a girl, nobody knows because you just have more traumatic experience.
Well, I feel like that happened at LA when we went to the whatever it's called.
Oh, for sure.
No.
We went to Santee Alley.
Yeah, and I just feel like everybody everybody was staring at Juicy J. Like, I swear.
Really?
Yes. She had these nice leggings on. It was like, you know, the vibe. And I'm so observant again. I'm just looking.
To be honest, I didn't pay attention. Like,
I feel like
I was more observant, like, oh, we should go here.
No, I was just like, yeah, you were more observant, like, let's go here. But I'm observant, like, who's going to, like, try and say something. Remember the two guys that followed us?
Yeah,
we had two guys following us.
God damn it.
No, it was
like,
so bad.
We stopped. What did we stop to
we
look at something?
We literally went into, like, a tuxedo
and
place.
They stopped.
And they
wait
stopped.
For us to pass by.
And I was like, we're getting killed.
Don't go to
the
tuxedo place, because that's where men are going to go.
We just saw, I was like, go here, go
it was
here.
Like, it was like just turning.
Were you guys
quick.
Looking for the bachelor?
And then guess what? We couldn't find the car.
Yeah, we lost the car. The car.
Running from them, we lost the car.
We took 20 minutes to find the car. They probably could have kidnapped us in the span of 20 minutes. But no, like, it was actually scary. I feel like Dirty D would have been scared. Because, like, they were actually, like, right behind us. And then eventually they got in front of us. And then I think they realized that we were behind them. So we were just like...
I think they realized we, like, noticed.
Yeah, because...
Sure. We made it obvious. We're like,
wait, he went from there to there. We're all like, who goes into...
I'm like, you know what? Let's go get a hot dog.
Yeah. But then, like, I was just thinking about, like, imagine they were just, like, watching us go to our car. But that's it. We're done. We didn't even get to go get food after that. Like, that sucks. But yeah, we got followed. I was actually, like, tripping out. I was like, this is really happening right now.
Oh, you see on Instagram, too. Oh, I went to Target, and this guy was like... taking pictures of us. You guys see that?
Yeah. A lot of guys do it at the mall. They'll go like this. They'll hold it, and they'll, like, take pictures. But I just watched a YouTube where this girl confronted a guy because she caught him literally taking pictures and made him delete the pictures. Yeah.
Remember when we went to the club?
Oh, yeah. We went to Leo's. That guy took you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was... But what do? You just be like, hey, delete them?
Well, Julie said, ew, what the fuck?
She said, she wasn't happy. She's like, what the fuck? Ew, you're gross. Like, I don't
know. Yeah.
She said, moo.
Good.
That's funny.
It's all good. Okay.
Sorry.
I feel like that's it, what I got from my first episode. Yeah. So stay tuned for my next episode next Friday. I'll have another few guests. Hopefully I get my same guests for next time. But stay tuned, guys. Again, this is Straight Up by Jazzy Nichols. It's Girl Talk on Another Level. Yeah.